So, first of all of you need to know Mark Fincham is running for state senate. He's quite the statesman. He believes in the Constitution. He believes in CSPOA, and he's a life member of CSPOA, and he believes in our posse and what we're trying to do. He and I are having meetings today, and so we just started hanging out a little bit today between meetings. And I asked him to come on our webinar today. He's been on before. And we're going to have him give us an update on Tina Peters, election fraud investigations, and then his own campaign. And I know a lot about his campaign. I donated to his campaign. I will do so again. And folks, the reason I donate very, very seldom, very seldom. I donate to people who I know will defend our Constitution and protect our liberty. And that is Mark Fincham. Okay, I've known him for about 15 years. He's a good friend. Every time we have something going on with CSPOA, he always says he'll be there. And he is. So in April 17th, on April 17th, he was in Vegas with us. On September 7th, he's going to be in Orlando with us. And so, folks, this is a very dedicated, committed patriot, and I'm glad that he's here, and I'm proud to call him friend. And Mark, we're going to turn over to you. And anything, first of all, give us an update on Tina, where you think the case is going from here, and then fill us in on election fraud nationwide.
Well, thank you, Sheriff Mack. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Yes, I am a full supporter of CSPOA. In fact, for those folks that are watching now, if you're not a member, you need to become a member. If you're a sheriff, you need to join the Brotherhood of Sheriffs who are constitutionally sound in their application. I mean, after all, we know that the sheriff is the only elected officer for law enforcement in any county in any state. Nobody else is elected. And as such, their primary role is to protect the civil rights of the people first. Yes, road patrol and jail are part of the job, but protecting the civil rights of the people first, that is the first order of business. So enough of the frivolity. Ladies and gentlemen, we are engaged in an information war right now. And I think that the sheriffs play a pivotal role in seeing to it that the people's civil rights are protected. And that starts with the First Amendment and goes all the way through the entire Bill of Rights. The other thing that I think is very important that CSPOA stands for is the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. You don't hear much discussion about that. You hear one, two, three, four, and five. But the Ninth Amendment, I would urge people to look it up. It is the personal catch-all for all civil rights. So with that, speaking of civil rights and Tina Peters, we have had, I think, the perhaps the most, it's hard to say the most significant miscarriage of justice because there have been so many. I mean, this Tina's case, as bad as it is, does not eclipse what has been done to President Trump in New York, where they've just acted wholly outside of the law. This Judge Marchant, he's a criminal. He basically has ignored the law and is now engaged in a crime under federal law, and that is interference with a presidential candidate. He had this absolutely insane legal team, Alvin, I can't walk by a donut, Bragg. And Letitia James, who these are funded by offshore money, including George Soros. This is the kind of activity that is going on known as lawfare. I'm sure that everybody watching this understands what that is, so I won't go into describing it, but it is the worst use of the legal system that you can imagine. So now we look at Tina Peters, who was convicted of committing, I think she was charged with 10 crimes, 8 felonies and 2 misdemeanors. Stop for a moment. Those of you in law enforcement have to ask the question, what prosecutor in their right mind would charge an elderly woman, a Gold Star mom, mother of a Navy SEAL? And I know that that doesn't have a lot to do with the criminal prosecution, but think about this for a moment. She is so dedicated to her oath of office as a county clerk that she cannot ignore fulfilling that oath of office. And, Tina she's, I said something to her here a while back. I said, "You know that you're the Joan of Arc of the United States." She says, "Yeah, well, that didn't end so well for Joan."
No.
And it took me back. She's probably going to have some kind of a sentence that is going to be extremely punitive. This is a demonstration of the power of the administrative state at the state acting on behalf of a private entity. There is no question in my mind that this prosecution was directed by Dominion Voting Systems. There was no reason for this prosecution. This was Jenna Griswold, a criminal in her own right, who is the Secretary of State of the state of Colorado. She deployed what's called a trusted build, for those of you who don't know. That is the rewriting of software on these indomitable vote tabulation machines. Now, we call them vote calculation machines because they actually split votes apart. What Tina did was capture a forensic image of the hard drive of the 2020 election. What Jenna Griswold did with the assistance of Dominion and 61 other county clerks around Colorado was destroy electronic records that are required under federal law, 52 CFR section 20701. If you want to look it up, it's very clear. It is totally unambiguous. You shall protect paper and electronic records for a period of 22 months after the election. Well, Tina suspected there was going to be a problem, so she captured an image. And sure as shooting, go back after the trusted build deployment, the records were obliterated. Each one of those records is an individual instance of a federal crime, a one-year misdemeanor. So broadcast the 20,000 records that were destroyed in Mesa County, Colorado. Multiply that times 61 counties, and you see the scope of the cover-up of fraud in Colorado. This is, by the way, the same state that had a court with the audacity to prohibit a former president and presumptive nominee for the Republican Party from being on their ballot under the guise of an insurrection, which we now know was a riot that was promoted by the FBI and certain three state agency actors. That is fact. Congressman Clay Higgins is on this like a pup on a pork chop, and he is not going to let this go. This illegal J6 committee that was appointed didn't even follow the rules of the House, and quite frankly, they committed crimes in the holding of their very committee meetings. So those are the things that have come against Tina Peters. Tina is now waiting for sentencing. I can be assured that we will see an appeal. But in a corrupt court system with a corrupt bar, yes, I'm calling the bar out. They are not the friend of the people. They are the friend of the system. And they have been infiltrated with extreme leftist ideology. We see that here in Arizona. Every single attorney who stepped up to defend candidates like myself, Carrie Lake, Abe Hamaday, every single attorney that stepped up to defend us has been threatened with disbarment. My own attorney was disbarred. Well, it had to come to a negotiated settlement to not represent me. Otherwise, he would be disbarred in the last year of his 47-year career as an attorney. This is the level to which our judicial system has been co-opted and, quite frankly, corrupted. So who stands in the gap? Sheriffs. Sheriff's deputies. They are the elected men and women of reason. We look at people like Dar Leaf out of Berry County, Michigan, formerly the sheriff. I find that hysterical. When I lived in Michigan and had my ranch outside of Kalamazoo, Michigan, I lived in Berry County. Come to find out, Dar Leaf is the new sheriff of Berry County. So I know that if I were a resident there, he would be watching my backside and protecting my constitutional rights, my rights to sovereign, the sovereign nature of my consent to be governed, the civil rights that sheriffs are bound to protect by their oath of office. So please consider being a member of CSPOA. That's a big deal because there is safety in numbers.